I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. This fall, Vermont Technical College launched a new degree program, Bachelor of Science in Manufacturing Engineering Technology. A newly renovated lab allows students to learn how to program machines very similar to those used in high-tech manufacturing. VPR's Charlotte Albright paid a visit.
At the new lab on the Randolph campus, about a dozen budding engineers are programming computers. They're telling drills how to turn plastic blocks about the size of Rubik cubes into interlocking puzzle pieces. It's a lot harder than it sounds. The students have to write computer code to direct a high-speed drill how to make precision cuts, thousands of them, in complicated three-dimensional patterns. Andrew Young is a second-year student from Jericho, Vermont. His team has designed a block that looks a little like a landscape.
It almost looks like, you know, like Death Valley sort of mesas.
Young's computer code will go onto a thumb drive that gets plugged into the glassed-in drill press machine across the room. It's about the size of a refrigerator.
So you have a bit that's vertical and that can plunge into the part. But instead of having sort of a stationary part, there's a vise that can move on both X and Y. And that's how you're able to get these 3D features is with the three different axes.
This lab simulates a work environment many students will find if they get jobs in some of New England's most advanced engineering companies. Instructor Jeremy Cornwall says partnering with manufacturers is key to this program's success.
We have people from industry come in and give us their input on what they think the most valuable skills are, employees they want to hire, and so that guides our curriculum and how we teach our courses.
The legislature appropriated $1 million to upgrade VTC's labs just last spring, and the space was ready for school in September. VTC hopes to get another $500,000 in 2017, which the school would have to match. As a team enters data into the drill press to start making the puzzle, Cornwall has a few last-minute questions.
Did you make sure you have enough of the block hanging off the vise that it's not going to interfere when it starts cutting the interlock?
With a few more adjustments, the drilling seems to go well, but prototypes like this still have to be tested to make sure they can be replicated. That happens in another new lab next door. VTC President Dan Smith says these labs and the new manufacturing engineering degree program are unusual in northern New England and possibly unique in Vermont. He says VTC is not just graduating students, it's building a badly needed workforce.
Vermont Technical College is committed to being a source of competitive advantage for Vermont-based manufacturing.
VTC officials say there are 5,500 open manufacturing jobs in Vermont, and a skills gap is making it hard to find workers. That's one reason the traditionally two-year college is starting to offer more four-year degrees. There's enough flexibility for students to go to work after 2 years and then return to finish the bachelor's degree, perhaps while still on the job. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.